It's time for Blob.
Hero Blob, Episode 5, The Vampire Imperative, Part 1, Vampiro's Fabulous Castle. A sunny day in Innocentville. A Sunday so sunny that Hero Blob decides to take a walk outside.
Boy, it sure is sunny. Good thing I'm wearing sunblock, or I might evaporate again. Oh, hey, it's a flea market. I can always use tiny knickknacks for my Blob Detective Agency desk. I'll go inside. Blob, super running power, activate.
At super speed, Hero Blob looks at all the booths in the flea market. The small assortment of tiny businesses has everything. Trinkets, old clothes, DVDs, CDs of 90s boy bands, action figures with the paint chipped off, bladed weapons made in China that look like weapons from popular video game characters, nacho stands, studded belts, cherry blossom pies, cane swords, microwave ovens, electric permanent markers, elemental spirits, alcoholic spirits, novelty character clocks, mousetraps, antique pie holders, potted cacti, radioactive slime in small canisters, twin-engine biplanes, BB guns, old-timey radios, jewel-encrusted copies of the Quran that are actually hidden piggy banks, computers from 1998 that crashed from Y2K, embroidered character bedsheets, stuffed elephants, ancient movie projectors. But none of these fine products caught Blob's eye. Until...
Oh my goodness! What have you got there?
I got lots of things at my table, laddie! I've got a tea kettle, matchbox, hammer, stapler, and time travel watch.
Ooh, I want that one.
The time travel watch? That's going to curse you, you wee banter.
No, not the time travel watch, that's crap. I want the stapler. It's just perfect for stapling papers together while I interview clients at the Blob Detective Agency. It'll make me look professional.
Ach, aye. That'll cost you a wee bit more than the time travel watch. I didn't want to let that one go for less than a fiver.
A what?
A fiver.
I don't follow.
A fiver. 5 quid, lad. Don't you know the language, you crabber do?
I'm still not sure what you mean.
Fiver.
Yes, I...
Fiver!
I don't understand.
5 quid!
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Fiver.
Tell me what that means, Earl.
Fine. Spoil the fun. $5, mate.
I don't follow.
$5, lad.
I don't see what that could mean.
You'll have to pay me $5 in exchange for my stapler.
No. Maybe if you explained yourself first.
Money. I need your money, you fair blinking dipper.
Oh, money, of course.
Thank goodness.
Here's 10 cents.
That's not gonna work, pal. I need 5.
5 dimes? 50 cents?
Aye, fine. If it'll get you to stop bothering me, pal.
Alas, all I've got is the 1 dime. But I need the stapler in my war on crime. What can I do? How could I get some money?
Aye, you could get yourself a job, mate.
Of course! I was thinking of just turning into corrosive acid and burning through the walls of Fort Knox to steal the gold. But that's a much better idea. I won't even have to leave Innocentville.
Aye, there's no gold in Fort Knox anyway. Just a load of failed economic papers from the last 60 years. That's what the economy runs on, you know.
How long can you hold my stapler?
It's my stapler, first of all, until you buy it. But I can hold it for no longer than 1 week. That's when I'll be back at the table for next week on flea market.
1 week? I can find a job in that time, easy.
But beware. If you aren't back by then, you'll never have a chance to sell a stapler again. Beware! Beware!
Yeah, all right, easy. Sheesh, drama queen. Now where can I find a job?
But instead of looking for a job, he just stood there striking a determined pose for the next several hours before going home to sleep at the Blob Grotto.
Dateline, Innocentville, the next day. A lonely box factory. It's only sin, making boxes. But what would happen if this box factory were something more than it appeared? What if it harbored something terrible? something sinister, a fiend so foul that it would just as soon consume your soul as it would sell you cardboard boxes. Hold that thought. There's no more time to consider what-ifs now. Here, from the horizon, tramps a giant lumbering figure. This is the figure we know as Blob.
Ooh-wee. That's a lot of walking. I'm just out on my daily patrol of the city. It goes faster if I'm gigantic! And logically, since I can become any amount of water, I can grow to any size. Hey, what's this? A paper on the roof of this building I was leaning on. Huh. It says something. Box Co. Box Factory tryouts today. Well, I could use this job to get money and pay for the stapler. I'll go down and try out. Blob miniaturize. Here we go. Now I'll just have to find where the tryouts are being held. Hey, mister, where do I try out for spokesperson person?
Deep top. You gotta have a jig leg to try out for this place. Yeah, lots of legs like a little shrimp. Shrimpy boy, doop da.
Thanks, I'll keep that in mind. Aha! This looks like a fashion model type standing in the road here. Where can I find the Box Co. Box Person tryouts?
You don't want to go in there now. Now, I was like you once, young, beautiful, full of fluid. But it gets into your skin, under your clothes, and it makes you do things. Terrible things. Shop vac!
Get your hand off my chest, man! Your hand snapped off! Huh? Where'd he go? He's gone. But the hand's pointing to that door over there. I'll just go inside. Hello? Hello? Is anybody here? What the heck? Who's that?
Me.
Ah! It's right behind me.
I'm right behind you.
What are you?
I am Vampiros the Destroyer.
What are you doing here in this upstanding box factory? Its only sin is making boxes.
Oh, I know all about that.
Sin?
No, boxes. I'm the proprietor of this establishment.
Huh?
This is my factory. I own Box Co. And if I may ask, what is a delicious morsel of a man like you doing in my sweet, innocent little box factory?
I'm actually here for the job interview. The spokesman position?
Ah, perfect. I was just thinking that you had modeling potential with those luscious eyes, those ruby lips, those burning hips. Oh, hero, Blob, let's retire to some more comfortable quarters to discuss this.
The two figures proceed up the many flights of stairs, past machinery humming with the sound of the American business ethic. Hollow-eyed, zombie-like creatures work below, building and putting together the boxes that are the bread and butter of Vampiro's thriving box factory.
Above and beyond the Box Co. Box Factory, above it, indeed, is the castle headquarters that Vampiro calls his own. Sitting like a glowering wook atop the factory, shrouded in the mists of the clean plant below, the stronghold of Vampiro is like a medieval scar on the face of the city.
Inside, beyond a spacious dining hall, rests what Vampiro refers to as a love cubby, a nook of two chaise lounges in front of a roaring fire. It is in front of this flame that the two now lay.
Well, this is a comfy setup. If this is where we work, I can't wait to be a Box Co. spokesman.
Yes, about that. What qualities do you believe that you possess that would qualify you for being the Box Co. Box Factory spokesperson person?
What's that? You want to hear about my new Blob Utility Assortment Pack?
What? No, this is the interview it's starting. I want to know about your qualifications.
Well then, I'll show it to you, Mr. Vampiro.
No, I don't care about your disgusting fanny pack.
It can hold all kinds of things. Like pens!
That's wonderful. Now...
And Blob Candy!
Blob Candy?
Yeah, available at all major candy retailers. Try one!
No, thank you, I...
There, isn't that good?
Well, it is kind of nice.
And the blob garlic gun.
Garlic gun?
Garlic gun.
Put that away. Don't point that at me. Put that away.
Jeez, sorry, Vampy. Now, what were the questions you had for me? I don't have all day to sit around and chat, you know.
Yes, well, as you know, Vampiro Industries produces a plethora of different items. We have a clean textile plant alongside the river downtown, a high fashion house for haute couture here in my castle stronghold, and a subsidiary Boxco Box factory downstairs. So again, what abilities or strengths do you believe that you have that would be useful in your role as Boxco Box factory spokesperson person?
Well, I can turn into any liquid.
Interesting, yes. I have heard of this ability. Now, when you say any liquid, do you mean any liquid?
Any liquid?
Any variety.
Yes, excellent, yes. Well, I think we can say you pretty much got the job. Now, how about we go celebrate, ja?
Okay. Gee, this is easy. I don't know why unemployed people complain so much.
Indeed, though they undoubtedly aren't as talented as you, my friend.
Yeah, you know I can turn into any liquid.
Yes, I think you said that. The two figures, an odd mix with one a freakishly tall, pale-faced, black, string-haired demon, and the other a freak-faced, hobbling, stoop-shouldered hero, make their way down the stairs. Down. 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 Past the box factory. Past even the box basement. They wind their way, two creatures in the dark. Beneath the factory lies what remains of a wicked sect of baby-eating devil worshippers. It is to the heart of this dark pit, littered with bones, that Vampiro takes his newest box spokesman. So that concludes the factory tour. And now, down here, is where the real party will begin.
Down in a dungeon? That's a lot of stairs!
No, Blob, not the dungeon. That's simply my wine cellar where I keep my vines.
The mayor says I'm not allowed to drink wine after I destroyed half the city last time I got tipsy. I can turn into wine, though. I can turn into any liquid. Have I mentioned that?
Yes, a million times. But not to worry, Blob, as I never drink wine.
Really? Then why do you have all this wine?
Say what birthday presents, Blob. And you get a lot of birthday presents when you're 800 years old.
Say what?
Yes, Blob. I'm an octocentarian.
No, you're like an octogenarian.
Sure, Blob, but the best part of the party is what comes next.
And what part is that?
The part where I suck out all your blood.
Well, that doesn't sound that good at all.
Yes, Blob, yes. Succumb to me. Yum. Give me all your blood.
Don't take my blood.
Yes, Blob. Your blood is warming my belly, slipping deep into my throat. And now that I am done with you, I'll just push you down the stairs into the wine cellar and sacrificial chamber. No one will ever know that the basement of the Boxco Box Factory holds the bones of the city's favorite hero.
The door closes upon Blob. But with that door closing, do we also close the door on the saga of the world's greatest liquidy hero? Tune in next week for the startling answer, kids, in an episode we can only call Hero Blob Episode 5, The Vampire Imperative, Part 2, Rise of the Vampire Blob, to be continued.